League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, the champions extend the lead, Bowes bounce back, Kilduff's Liddy Whites march on, and Drogheda save face late on. But first, Shelburne failed to build on their first home win of the season as they played out a 1-1 draw against Galway United. The Reds took the lead in the second half through Harry Wood, but conceded less than 10 minutes later as Galway substitute Franz Piero scored just seconds after entering play. Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien spoke to LOI TV following the match.
Listen, as I said, I think we have a very good squad. I think a lot of games, we've been the better team, we've dominated here. You have 25 shots and 70% possession in games. I think you're going to win a lot of games. So, yeah, we have a super squad in there. So, lads need to just have a few days off now and get cracking next week.
Shells still sit in 5th on 26 points, while Galway United also stay in 7th on 21 points due to results elsewhere. Reigning champion Shamrock Rovers built on their league lead as they beat South Dublin rivals St Pat's 1-0 Tallaght Stadium. Phil Egan was alongside Richie Tao for our live and exclusive commentary as Graham Burke scored a goal of the season contender less than 10 minutes into the match.
In it comes from Byrne, right footed. It's a Pat's head to get to it. Joe Redmond comes out to Graham Burke on the... Oh, what a goal! Graham Burke with a stunning strike. The champions land the first blow in this top of the table clash. Oh, that's as good a goal as you'll see. 9 minutes gone, Shamrock Rovers 1, St Pat's 0.
What an unbelievable goal. Dylan Watts recycles the second ball he does. Sets Graham Burke up on the edge of the box. Graham Burke, in my opinion, has probably the best left foot in the league. He's the most talented player by a mile in the league, and he shows exactly what he can do there. Incredible strike. You could have two goalkeepers and they still wouldn't have saved it. Absolute rifle into the top corner.
Following the match, it was reported that Rovers midfielder Matt Heady has been called up to the Republic of Ireland squad ahead of next Friday's friendly against Canada. Phil caught up with manager Stephen Bradley after the match, who spoke about the Ireland internationals both past and present in the Hoop squad.
Yeah, look, they're really enjoying it, obviously, which they should. So it's great for both of them, and hopefully both can get a cap on against Canada. That'll be special, and like I said, both are really enjoying it. It was great that we had Ed for two games. And now they both go off and please God they can go and get a cup. Everything you're hearing from the players is that the group are a brilliant group and they've all looked after them. So that's credit to them. And like you said, it does show that just keep working hard, keep your head down and anything's possible in life, but especially in football.
Phil also caught up with Saints manager Stephen Kenny, who talked about their season so far.
Yeah, listen, we weren't amazingly prepared because we had a lot of players coming back from long-term injuries at the end of last season that weren't even quite ready for the start of the season. So, Sean Horzak, Albacete, Max Matei, and Keane, and obviously we've lost Simon Parr in that period. But now, up to today, we were in a really strong position overall. Mm. And the players, the people at the start of the season didn't really fancy us. We weren't really talked about for the top four, never mind winning the league. And all of a sudden then, and we won today, went in 2 points with a match in hand, so we got beat. So Shamrock Rovers in a very strong position, but with 17 matches left, from our point of view, we've got to just concentrate on winning the games after the break. We've got 4 home games, there was 6 after the break, and we've got to make sure that we hit the ground running and accumulate a reasonable points tally from that.
Shamrock Rovers remained top of the table on 40 points, while Pats dropped down to third with just 32 points. And there was another goal of the season contender up at Oriel Park as Cameron Dunigan rifled in a volley from outside the box for Derry City. But it was Dundalk who held firm and ultimately won 2-1 thanks to goals from captain Darragh Horgan and Jermaine Arubi. The Liddy Whites stay in 4th place, but they've closed the gap to 3rd place Pats down to just 3 points. Meanwhile, Derry City sitting in 6th on 22 points, just 2 off the promotion relegation playoff spot. Bohemians bounced back from their Dublin Derby defeat to come away with all 3 points on their trip to the Showgrounds. Bowes went 2-0 up through Douglas James Taylor and Colin Whelan before Sligo's Ryan O'Kane pulled one back. But it was all too late as Conor Parsons sealed a 3-1 win for Bowes when he netted the 3rd for the Dublin side in the final 10 minutes. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn spoke about the striking partnership between Douglas James Taylor and Colin Whelan at Bohemians.
Although, Steve, I have to, and not just on Vinny's point, we talked about it last week, right? See, since the Drogheda game, Drogheda, Galway and Rovers, if you count them many times the ball's gone in the box for Bowes, there's obviously been a change there. There's obviously been a discussion internally, whether it's Whelan and Douglas Taylor talking to the management and saying, listen, boys, if you want us to score goals, you got to put the ball in the box. Because Flores, Power, and the main man for me, and it's always been the last 2 years, is Dale Rooney. When Dale Rooney plays, and that's been the biggest difference in the last 4 or 5 weeks, the strikers know his power, his directness, and his ability to put the ball in with both feet is massive for strikers. And if he keeps playing and keeps fit and keeps delivering balls the way he has been, then Douglas Taylor and Whelan will score more goals.
You can listen to the full LOI pod in your OTB podcast feeds. Bohemians manager Adam Reynolds spoke to LOI TV following the match about his side's win.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously hurting from Monday, but I thought we were outstanding. You know, the back of 3 games in 7 days, the players are absolutely incredible. Worked really hard, everyone. We had to make changes at halftime with Knox, bring on other players then. I thought everyone to a man, absolutely outstanding, and deserve a break now, but they should be full of confidence getting ready after the break.
Bows have now leapfrogged Pats to reach second place, now 6 points behind leader Shamrock Rovers on 34, while the Bitter Reds still sit in 9th place, 8 points ahead of bottom side Waterford. And there was a goal fest at Sullivan and Lamb Park as Drogheda United and Waterford played out an exciting 3-all draw. The visitors went 2-0 up early on with Tommy Lonergan scoring a goal from the kickoff, while former Republic of Ireland international Kevin Long added a second. But the Blues squandered their lead with Drogheda goals coming from Mark Doyle, Shane Farrell and Ryan Brennan to swing the match in favour of the home side. However, Waterford never gave up, with Bernardo Couto scoring late on to gain a point for his side heading into the break. On last night's LOI Late Night, Shane Keegan talked about where the game swung back and forth throughout.
It was a game, my God, Bennett, it's a game that was certainly swinging to and fro. I mean, Waterford will be, it's one of those games, isn't it, where like both managers are going to be sick at the end, because Waterford are 2-0 up. Yeah. And when you're 2-0 up, you know, in a massive game down around the bottom, you have to, I mean, they're still, you know, 2-0 up, pretty sure still 2-0 up at half-time.
They were, like
you have to be going out with, you know, a resolute approach and seeing that out. To find themselves 3-2 down is just not good enough. Like, if they really want to try and stay up, just not good enough. And then, as I said, like, you have to get a look at the equalising goal, Ben. I swear, it's some strike from Benny Goudo. And any other night, if you had the Cameron Dunnigan goal and any other night, we'd all be talking about it.
Waterford manager Graeme Coughlan spoke to LOI TV about his frustration to give up the lead.
Difficult. First of all, I'm not allowed to swear, am I? I'm not allowed to throw the microphone on the floor or kick something in front of me, you know. Really frustrating, really annoyed. I feel for the lads. But again, like I say, we've been here before with naivety, with soft goals, set piece goals against. The boys are putting the bodies on the line, they're running through brick walls. It's a game we should be 3-0 up, 4-0 up. We should be 3-1 up then in the second half. Opportunity, chances. And we actually encourage the opponent. We bring them on to us. We come away from the game plan. We come away from the blueprint that brings us success. We start changing and doing individual things. And that's probably the most frustrating part of this evening.
Waterford are still in last place, now on 11 points, while Drogheda United sit in 8th, level with Galway United on 21 points. On Wednesday, Inner Drive Season 3 premiered, with Episode 1 focusing on Republic of Ireland star Troy Parrott. Here's a preview of the piece.
You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended, but
Scales is up after it. Scales wins ahead.
I will have that forever.
Yeah! There's the goal! That's Troy Parrott! It's unbelievable.
Inner Drive Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.
You can listen to that in full in your OTB football podcast feeds, as well as in the OTB YouTube channel. Congratulations to all at Team OTB involved putting together a fantastic piece with one of Ireland's most exciting stars. In the First Division, home advantage was key, with only one goal scored between the 5 away sides, as leaders Cork City hammered Finn Harps 4-0, Bray Wanderers also gave Wexford a 4-0 drubbing, Longford Town and Prestwick beat Treaty United 3-1, Cove Ramblers won 2-0 against Kerry, and finally UCD kept up their promotion push with a 1-0 win at home to Lonetown. This weekend marks the final round of fixtures in the group stage of the Avenir All-Ireland Cup, with all 8 matches taking place today. In Group A at 3 o'clock, Linfield take on Sligo Rovers, and Shamrock Rovers hope to finish off with a perfect record as they host Wexford. In Group B at 5 o'clock, DLR Waves travel to Galway United, and Piemont United look to secure their place in the next round as they host Lisbon Rangers. In Group C at 2 o'clock, Treaty United face off against Athlone Town to determine who tops the group, while Cliftonville host Cork looking to upset both of those sides. And finally, at 5 o'clock in Group D, Bohemians host Waterford looking to pick up their first win in the competition, while Shelburne try and continue their perfect record as they travel to Glentoran. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Doyle, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan, Barry Murphy and you, the fans, and our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back in a fortnight following the international break. Take care.
League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.